The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from Information Technology Services, it's Professor Chuck Hokett.
Hey there!
Professor Prasad Venugopal is visiting us from physics and claims he will definitely root for the team that wears blue in the ALCS.
What do the Blue Jays wear?
They wear blue.
What do the Royals wear?
They wear blue. Yes. So it's a true statement.
I think all teams.
Right, the Mets and Cubs, the Cubs. They also wear blue.
Yeah.
Professor Venugopal texted me very late one night after the Astros had taken a 2-0 lead in Game 5. I said, well, you know, that's pretty much it. And he's like, you just wait. And then later on that night, exclamation point, Prasad, as the Royals pull it off.
Yep. It's very good. I'm happy to be here and talk about the Royals. If I were forced under duress to pick a side in the football game, I'm going with Michigan State.
Really?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because I went to the new Detroit store in downtown Detroit, and I was buying some shoes, and they gave me the U of M colors, Maison Blue, and I said, I don't want those colors. I want something else. And they gave me like a neon green, and I went with that.
There you go.
There lies my football.
That's your logic.
It's your loyalty.
That's my logic. That's why.
So Prasad wasn't the guy that spray painted the yellow on the Magic Johnson statue face. Huh?
No, okay. It would not be me.
Yeah, it's not a good statue. So not many people were broken up at Michigan State. It doesn't look anything like him. It's kind of scary, actually. Professor Kendra Evans is here from Chemistry and Biochemistry.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very good.
Do you have any stakes in Michigan State? I mean, you went to Michigan, so
yeah,
I
think
we're
gonna have to call that stakes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, I really do like Michigan State. I will root for them over all the other ones, except for if they're playing Michigan.
All the other ones.
Or Nebraska.
But, oh, of course.
I mean, for now, maybe we should just hope that Nebraska loses all the games possible so that they can make as quick a change as possible again.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. I forgot that you were a Huskers fan. They're not doing very well this season.
They're not good at all.
Oh, no. No, I think it's like record bad. Like, they haven't had as bad a start as this for like many, many, many decades.
They lost like four games or something.
Change their name to Lions, the Nebraska Lions.
They're similar. They're one and the same. Different states, different colors.
Yeah, I heard the phrase many, many, many decades, and I thought of the Lions too. Yeah,
that's it's gonna many be tough. Decades.
It's gonna be tough. That was a few decades, but the Lions would be the remaining oldest franchise without a championship.
How's Appalachian State doing? They won the first game 2 years ago,
it's
didn't
true.
They?
No,
against
it's absolutely true. It was a few years ago. Professor Jason Roach is wearing neither green, nor maize, nor blue, nor white, but red.
For the Huskers?
For the heck of it. This was a clean shirt in the closet, and I didn't wear it yesterday. Got I it. Should be all right.
That's awesome. Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you can win a prize. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Please leave 6 months for the email response. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on Facebook. Sorry for the veiled commentary. We got a new email system at UDM this week, and there's been great wailing and gnashing of teeth, in a biblical sense, of course. Dear profs, thanks again for another season of wonderfully entertaining shows. It's as if we're done. I think we can just close down the show and, you know, we're all set. Season was great.
Season over.
I've been enjoying the new podcast and hope my submission of questions can lend themselves to the show. Below are 20 questions all over the board, ranging from the seemingly bright to the absurd, sort of like the story you just told us, Prasad. I hope they'll prove to be challenging and fun for the panel. Sincerely, Amy Dixon of Port Angeles, Washington. I believe we have a pin up where Amy is from. Let's see what you guys can do with these. What food product has this tagline, big taste from a small town? It's an older version of this product, but it's still qualified.
Jimmy Dean sausages?
You know, it's sausages, but it's not Jimmy Dean.
I think I've seen these ads very recently. Is it
this
from,
is the like, mass-produced bratwurst and Italian sausage you can buy.
From Waukesha, Wisconsin? Or somewhere near there?
The name of the brand is the city that it's from. That much is true. No ideas, huh? Let's ask Professor Venugopal.
That's a competing show.
Oh,
we don't hum the tunes of competing shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Johnsonville. Johnsonville sausages. So I'm afraid I'll have to take that one away from you. Big Taste from a Small Town.
Oh, man.
What Broadway musical features the song It's a Hard Knock Life?
Annie.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's also something in there about Herbert Hoover. That's what I remember. I learned everything I learned about the stock market crash from Annie. What European automaker was the first to make seatbelts standard equipment?
Volkswagen?
It wasn't Volkswagen. You need to look a little further north, and I look at the United States. That's pretty stupid.
Saab? Swedish.
Saab is what it was. Yes, think Swedish. Saab and the Crowned Lion. What was Lynette Fromm's claim to fame?
Was her name Squeaky Fromm?
It was.
So she had a squeaky voice?
She did, but she also did something that wasn't very nice.
Did she shoot a president?
She was trying to shoot.
Trying to shoot which one? President Ford?
President Ford, yes. She tried to murder Gerald Ford.
Nice.
Was it Squeaky or Squiggy?
Squeaky.
Squeaky, all right.
Yeah. Was that Charles Manson? No, that was a little later than that. But I feel like she had some weird influence where someone, you know, the toaster told her to shoot the president or something. Who was the villain portrayed by Vincent Price on the old Batman TV show from the 60s?
Dave Chow would absolutely know.
He would know this one. Off
he
the top of his head.
He is on his way. He's driving in traffic on the lodge.
He could appear at any moment. We could shelve this question.
It's not the Joker.
No,
that's the obvious answer.
That was Cesar Romero. Cesar Romero had the makeup so that he could keep his facial hair and still play the Joker, and they would powder over his beard and mustache to make it look like the Joker looks so stupid.
Could it be the Penguin?
He was not the Penguin.
This was the Riddler.
A lesser-known villain with an extremely, extremely intellectual villain.
The question mark?
Nope. What's a derisive term for the shape of someone's noggin when they're really, really smart?
The egghead?
Yeah, he was the egghead. I got you guys there.
I think Dave would have had that on the first try.
Every week on that show, there was a new villain, and they always did steal things that were the same thing as their, what was it, Milton Berle was Louis the Lilac, and he stole flowers. I'm like, who cares? That show was so bananas.
We've got a flower-stealing crime spree, Batman. Can you help us solve it?
Help us solve it. What amusement park featured the first stand-up roller coaster, the King Cobra? My kids just aren't old enough to enjoy these things yet, but when they do, we're going to be
King's
going to
Island.
Cedar Point. It was King's Island, yes.
Nice.
Yeah,
see?
Where's that? Where's Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Very close to where Kendra grew up.
I think they still have King's Island. Is it King Island? King's Island.
King's Island, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They still have it, yeah. Really? I think so.
Our boss, Mark Benvenuto's younger son, Chris, is obsessed with visiting every amusement park in the nation, and they go there quite often. What chocolate candy was marketed as being thicker?
Tootsie Roll?
Not Tootsie Roll.
Snickers?
It's a really, really dense, relatively short, but very thick candy bar.
Oh, Chunky.
Chunky. Yeah, he came right there.
Open wide.
That's a good one.
Open wide. This was my dad's favorite when I was growing up.
Prasad's too healthy to eat chocolate.
Ask me something about spicy food.
Peanuts and raisins in them.
Yeah, exactly.
They were good.
I don't understand why Prasad's not getting the sausage or the candy bar question.
That's right, yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
In what state is the Burning Man Festival held?
Burning Man Festival.
New Mexico?
It's out west. It's out west. Not New Mexico.
Nevada.
It's Nevada is what it says here. That's
And what is the festival?
I mean, I see the pictures of it after it takes place every summer. It's very surreal, very artistic. Tons of now people come in costume and they invent things, and it's just very odd. I can't put my finger on it, but I bet it's on a lot of people's buckets list.
Something like that. It sounds like that.
What's the name of Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love's child?
Oh, I should know this.
Yeah, I should do.
She's in the news lately, too.
I think so. I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. Is it Melanie?
It's not Melanie. She has a relatively nondescript first name that could be either male or female, same as shared by the current pontiff.
Francis?
Francis. However, her middle name is the general term in English we use for legumes.
Bean?
Bean is her middle name.
She's Frances Bean?
Frances Bean Cobain, yes.
Wow.
Well done. I'm giving you full credit.
Who?
Thank you.
Who? Jason? Me?
No. You got it right.
Everybody's
the group.
We look forward to the ATP show where everybody gets graded individually. That seems like a lot of work.
No, we don't look forward to that.
There was a wonderful pie chart on the internet this morning from, well, I found it through a Twitter account that's very funny. I can't say the name of it. It is Bleep That Academics Say. And it's very, very entertaining. And the pie chart showed that most of the time during grading is reshuffling and counting of papers yet to be graded. I'm sorry. It just applies to all of us. What are the three most common items that Americans clip coupons for?
Toothpaste?
No.
Cereal?
Soup.
No soup. No cereal.
Shampoo. Soup is a good
Shampoo. Hair care products is number one.
Nice.
Okay. Three, huh?
Three things. I'll give you this much. I see hair care and the other two, and they're all available at your local drugstore.
Yeah, so right, I was going with like ibuprofen or some medication. Like
no, makeup. No medication. Makeup is number three. Cosmetics.
Wow.
Oh,
okay, so when hair care and makeup.
Nope, toothpaste is not.
So the third one's going in the same? Nails.
Nope. No idea, huh?
Is it medicine?
Is it healthcare?
No, it's not healthcare related.
Is it edible?
It is.
No, it's clearly not healthcare. We went with hair care and we went with.
Cosmetics.
Cosmetics, so.
Candy?
It's candy.
Yeah. It's candy, yeah. Oh.
Hair care, candy, cosmetics. Bingo, bango. Huh. That's it. I very rarely have to go to the drugstore to get something. That's not just picking up a prescription. I had to go buy some saltine crackers for a project one of my kids is doing. So after I bought my like $6 box of saltines, I'm like, this racket is. I need a.
So we asked about sausages to a vegetarian, candy to a person who doesn't eat it, and then about hair care products and cosmetics to a guy who doesn't use them.
It's true. It's true.
You picked the right thing to be on
I got
show.
Three strikes. I got to leave.
I don't believe for a second that you don't engage in candy.
How many strikes do you get
I
in cricket?
I actually don't.
Really?
It's rare. Yeah, I'm a dark chocolate snob.
Sure.
So that's
sure.
for sure.
Mm. Sure.
Yeah. I'm an elitist.
I need the reasoning behind this. I need some sound science. Maybe it'll convince me to step away.
Nah.
Probably not.
I don't believe it's science. Yeah. So how did you, can you rephrase this or re-ask this question again? Because I've got a question. First one, the one you just asked.
What are the three most common items Americans will clip coupons for?
That's what I was wondering. Do you pronounce it coupons or coupons?
Coupons.
Coupons.
Okay.
I do say coupons, but I did at an earlier age used to say coupons. Mm.
And that's what I've always said is coupons, but I know there's
I think
a
I
tomato,
must have switched
tomato thing.
Somehow, like when I come, I feel like every other sentence I might say coupons, and then every once in a while a coupon could pop out. I'm not sure.
I go with what the British say. It's coupons.
Yeah. Do you say advertisements?
As opposed to what?
Advertisements.
Well, evidently he doesn't say advertisements.
Look, I think it's really important we get this out of the way right now. Livernois, Losser, and Middlebelt is only one word. That's all I have to say.
No, Middlebelt is two words.
Gradiot. Oh, Gratiot. I forgot about Gratiot.
Gradiot, yeah. That's Gradiot. What I say.
Take a left on Gradiot. Yeah.
Let's have a sip of champagne.
How about champagne while we take a break?
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I'm your host, Edmund DeWitt, and today we've got them all. The whole panel is right here today.
Should we hold hands? They won't do any
magic circle.
Is that some kind of Unitarian ritual? You know, my in-laws always do this at Christmas and stuff. You know, they do that.
They eat dinner holding hands.
Yeah,
we do.
Oh, God.
That was fun.
Okay. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Well, it's less of a pleasure than it sometimes is. They won't touch
me. Can't take a chance.
Oh, you wanted to hold hands, George.
George, put your pants back on. We will.
And on George's right, the assistant dean of the College of Liberal Arts,
Kathy
Bush.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'd like to hold hands with Kathy anytime.
But you'd have to do it over George. Wow, that's intriguing.
All right.
And on Kathy's right from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Well, hi, Edwin.
Hi, Sarah. Sarah's right from the Department of English, Professor Claire Schumann-Hank Crabtree.
What?
All you gotta do is say cheers, Edwin.
No, I'm gonna sulk until I find out what that means. Cheers. Okay.
Madame Schumann-Hank was a very famous contralto.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, who toured the entire Western world in the 20th century, giving farewell concerts for about 35 years.
My forebear, Lotta Crabtree, as people in California might know, made millions of dollars singing.
Ooh, wow.
Operetta style, music hall style stuff around the turn of the century. Ooh, earlier than the turn of the century. Lotta.
Neat. Lotta. It was her house that they were going through last week with all those questions. The antiques and the jewels.
She left it to veterans. And horses.
Good for her.
Okay. Well.
That's what they said.
No, Schumann Heink. I should also explain.
And we are back with some great, great questions from Amy Dixon of Port Angeles, Washington. We've learned about hair care products, candy, cosmetics. Honestly, I can't remember the last time anybody in my family clipped a coupon, but my wife is bananas about Cartwheel and the online stuff, using her phone to get the discounts. It's kind of a big deal.
They have an app for that now, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What's a group of wombats called? We've all heard these group collective nouns before, like a group of crows is called a murder for some reason. a group of lions is called a pride. Boo. Lions. What's a group of wombats called? You only get one guess, and it starts with the letter W.
A wiggle?
Oh, that's great. It's not a wiggle of wombats. No?
A group of wombats.
It is
a gwoop?
A group of wombats. No, it is a virtue that starts with the letter W.
Virtue starts with V.
No, so you pronounce
Latin,
it.
In Latin, Jehovah means with an I.
Virtue. Virtue. Okay, you don't go virtue. You
wisdom.
Go,
oh, wisdom. 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 Wombat? Wombat? Wisdom. Who makes these rules?
Funny wabbit.
Aussies. Oh, what will they think of next? Funny
unbelievable. Name the three politicians, people that became politicians, that starred in the movie Predator.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Jesse Ventura. Arnold Schwarzenegger and...
Sigourney Weaver was in there?
Nope. No.
Willis?
Nope.
No, because I can't think that Carl Weathers.
I can't remember this person.
Fred Thompson, the senator.
That was a good guess, but it's not it.
No,
initials,
no he was
S-
not
Gopher,
Trump?
The guy from Love Boat?
S.L.?
S.L. are the initials.
Saturday Night Live?
I remember the role he played in the movie, but I don't remember political career, so this is interesting.
Stephen Lawrence?
If you had an old man and he was referring to a younger boy, he might refer to him in his old codger ways as like... How would he call him?
Young whippersnapper.
Something not, lad.
Not lad. You're in the... Is the word I'm looking for here.
Steve Largent?
No. It says Sonny Landham. Oh, yeah. Sonny Landham. Don't
I've
remember a political career.
Sonny Landham, though.
If only the listeners could
I'm sorry,
could
Chuck.
See this Professor
is,
Chuck.
Yeah, this is radio. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah, Sonny.
This is not going anywhere.
Come here, Sonny.
Sonny Landham.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Jesse Ventura, all I can remember from Predator is, I ain't got time to bleed.
His autobiographical book has also got that title.
Oh, jeez.
You know, next week I'm going to be talking about Predator in my class.
Are you?
Yeah, because of the mud rolling scene.
Oh,
you know,
the temperature difference.
The mask, the infrared signature.
That's
because
right.
We're going to be talking
that's
about
right.
light in my
very
class.
Cool.
So,
nice.
You know, yeah.
So always scientifically
bring it up.
Accurate then.
Yeah, it's just, students probably haven't seen Predator, but I refer them to it anyway.
Oh, isn't that sad?
Yeah, I think it's sad. You know, wholesome family movie.
Like Predator.
They've probably seen Alien versus Predator.
Yeah.
Get to the chopper. What was Polish leader Lech Walesa's profession before he founded Solidarity
carpenter.
And became a Polish president? It does not say carpenter. However,
auto worker?
A skilled trade.
Iron welder.
I used to know this one.
Plumber?
You said carpenter so fast. There's the top three. It was electrician. Yeah, we got plumber, we got carpenter. He was electrician. In sports lore, what do Brian O'Neill and Ian Scotty Morrison do for the National Hockey League?
They're referees.
They're not.
Goalies?
They're not goalies. They do not play the sport.
Do they somehow work on the trophy?
They do, and I'm giving you full credit for it. They are
the
trustees
Stanley Cup.
Trustees.
The guys that stand there with the white gloves.
White gloves and
we might be seeing Lord Stanley
return. These are the guys who are carrying it on a plane like a little baby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like a big baby.
Like a big baby.
Yeah. Like a big silver baby. Speaking of big silver babies, Professor Dave Chow has just joined us.
Pleasure to be here.
Welcome. Always.
Yes, we have to start you off with a baseline.
Huh? Yeah. So can we go back to the...
Exactly. Okay.
What I do now.
Who was the villain portrayed by Vincent Price on the Batman TV show?
Egghead.
You got it.
We knew you'd get it on the first guess.
That was easy.
Nice. I had to give him some egg-related clues.
Ask him this one, too, about the hockey.
Oh, yeah. So
I think
it says,
he came in with the answer.
What? In sports lore, what do Brian O'Neill and Ian Scotty Morrison do for the NHL?
Oh, they're the cup handlers.
Yep.
The cup.
No, I think he needs the Cobain question. That's
what?
The,
wait a minute. I wasn't expecting a pop quiz.
Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love's child is, what's her name?
Something Bean.
That's right. Well, yeah, the Bean part.
Have you been listening to us on the air on the way?
Yeah, that's right.
Because if so, we're worried about you.
I was screaming up the lodge is what I was doing, so.
One state in the United States does not have a JCPenney.
Hawaii?
Which state is it? Alaska? It's Hawaii. Oh. Alaska, Hawaii,
okay,
the freak states.
49, 50, 102.
Yeah, exactly.
Gosh. Okay, the year is 1973. Can you give me the top three highest grossing movies in the order of their grossness?
70.
The Graduate?
The Graduate is not 1973.
The Godfather?
I was just going to say,
nope.
Godfather.
That was 72, wasn't it?
MASH?
I want to say for number one, I'm thinking Robert Redford, a nice young Robert Redford.
Oh,
was
the,
it that bike movie?
Nope.
Easy no, Rider. I'm thinking, what's the
Sting.
Woodward?
Sting, you got it.
Okay.
Yes,
wow.
Sting.
Sting.
The second one, all of my generational reading, because somehow these last 10 years I've become obsessed with this. The second one is an analogy for how it was not socially, gosh, how can I put this?
Acceptable?
Acceptable to have a lot of kids during this time frame, the days of malaise in the United States.
Logan's Run?
There's no way I'm going to use that. Oh. It's the only movie my dad said he was ever scared directly of
Halloween?
After seeing it. Wasn't Halloween.
Omen.
Omen?
No, but the Omen is in that realm.
The Shining?
Realm. Nope.
Oh.
1973, very, very famous.
Exorcist?
The Exorcist.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't The Omen.
Yeah. The Shining or one of the...
Yeah.
Okay.
We got like Exorcist, Omen, and Rosemary's Baby all in just a few years, and these like generational psychologists are like, well, yeah, those were going to be successful because people hated kids during that time window. And I'm like, okay. Like, I thought we need kids to have more people. Last but not least, not George Lucas's first movie, but one of his most successful. 1973.
American
THX 1138?
American Graffiti, yes.
That was his first movie, THX 1138.
THX 1138. Great movie, by the way. Good sci-fi.
A lot of stars.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Harrison Ford was in that movie.
Harrison
Ford? Yeah. In the same year, a vehicle by what make and model was the very first to offer any kind of airbag?
Yugo.
It was not Yugo.
What was it? Like it was
Ford Pinto?
No. Continue. Get them all out of your system. The
well,
Ezel.
Let's get the Saab back.
Chevy
again.
Vega.
If it did the seat bells, maybe it did.
Chevy
it was
Vega.
An American company. American company.
DeLorean?
Are they still around?
No, unfortunately.
Oldsmobile.
Coke. But just to see if you guys have that red cred inside your veins here, you know, in Detroit, what was the model?
Skylark.
No, it started with a T.
Toronado, then.
Toronado. Oh, my Lord.
Toronado.
The 1973 Oldsmobile Toronado.
That was a Lamborg.
You guys are incredible. Ransom Olds. Please, somebody, have a kid and name him Ransom. That's so
Or hold him for ransom.
Not yeah. That's pretty cool. What percentage of American homes in the year 2014 have air conditioning?
Where's Mine, Dan thank goodness. Need him? Thank goodness.
Man, I don't know.
Air conditioning.
I would say 75.
It's actually relatively high, and it's higher than 75.
Wow. Does this include window air conditioners?
Uh-oh. It's 87%.
Wow.
Dang, nice play.
So it's not 75, but it's 87.
Okay. Wow. And let me... Don't tell me you did that mathematically. Dan would be so jealous right now.
Oh, my gosh.
If only I did. Oh. I did not.
Oh, awesome.
Tell me you did.
What late 70s, early 80s TV show was originally titled, or nearly had the title, 45 Minutes from Harlem?
Welcome Back, Cotter?
Not Welcome Back, Cotter.
What Different Strokes?
Different Strokes is what it says here.
Oh, okay. Nice. I was just thinking, like, what was set in New York
moved
around
to a different place in Manhattan.
That's right.
Mr. Drummond.
Mr. Drummond. That's what I was thinking. I nearly said Daddy Warbucks. I'm
might
stuck
as well have
on
been.
Call the fool. Willis.
And Charlotte Ray played Sandy the dog.
Hey, Willis.
No.
We had an Annie question earlier, so I am getting my wires crossed for a good reason, or a reasonable reason, or something like that. Name the world's, we've had a few of these top threes, the world's three largest rodents.
Capybara.
Capybara is number one, or capybara.
The bandicoot.
No.
The beaver?
Beaver is number two.
Yay! My country makes it.
No. All right, oh, so okay. Dave can sit back and smoke a cigar.
Okay, I'm done now.
Think big rodents.
Is it rodents of unusual size?
Yeah.
Indeed. Capybara or capybara? Beaver?
Matt, in our neighborhood, the North American, the Norway rat, yeah, the Norwegian rat. Geez.
Beaver's a rodent?
It's not a war.
Beaver's
no.
a rodent. It's really a for the yeah. big front teeth and the ability to gnaw through stuff, that's what categorizes it.
Squirrel?
Not a squirrel. It's rat? A little bit bigger rat? Than that.
No, rat is small.
No.
We don't see many of these, and if we ever do, I might have to move to the desert like Diane.
Wolverine?
Mm, you're getting warmer.
Badger?
Except for those guys are just sort of like weasels, bear-like, dog-like.
Weasels, right?
Yeah. Prairie
so
dogs.
We're talking armadillo. Rodents here. Oh. Big woodchuck? Front teeth. Big getting front closer.
Front. Man, how close do you get? Woodchuck, beaver, groundhog?
Does it live in the water?
No, it does not.
Oh.
Hmm. Does it live on land?
Yes,
it does. No, it just lives in the
fly.
Air.
It does a fly.
Flying squirrel.
Oh, flying squirrel.
Rocky. His name's Rocky.
It says here that the third place by size is a porcupine.
Oh.
That's a rodent.
Okay. No, we've got a rodent.
That'd be a rodent?
They don't seem that large. Do they have to, like, I don't
wow.
know.
Wow. It's a large one.
Is that with or without the quills?
Or is that the... Wait a minute. Isn't there a North American... Porcupine? Isn't there
I
an African
so.
One as well?
Hmm. Is there
porcupine?
I think there's an African.
I feel like I've seen those pet porcupines in there. So
I don't know.
Small.
Yeah, porcupine. Yeah.
You know what? Our executive producer,
them
productress, sends in these real quick questions here. Fans of the Detroit Tigers lament the loss of their beloved play-by-play announcer Ernie Harwell. Detroit is not the only city, however, with a beloved announcer from the October 11th issue of the New York Times Magazine.
I knew I should have
one
read it.
Such announcer. Talking about Yasiel Puig, the Dodgers' young right fielder, said, oh, to be 22 and a Dodger.
Vince Scully.
He's not retiring. He's going to come back next year, too.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's right.
What U.S. president was in office when Scully began his career with the L.A. Dodgers?
Oh, Kennedy.
Jefferson.
Washington. I got to go with Franklin D. Roosevelt.
No.
Truman?
Truman is what it says here, yeah.
I was off
because it wasn't. I think he wasn't like six presidents or six or seven. Something ridiculous.
Absolutely incredible. By the way, got to mention, just because the news story came across my desk, they were fooling around at the University of Virginia. Is that Thomas Jefferson's university? Was UVA?
Yeah. They found that chemistry lab.
They found a chemistry lab behind a wall that they didn't even know was there.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You've got to be kidding
me. It was saved from a fire that they had, too, because it was like so encased.
Yes.
Oh, man, we're going to have to wait to hear more about that. But for right now, we have to say goodbye, Professor Roach.
Goodbye, Professor Roach.
Professor Evans.
Bye-bye.
Professor Venugopal.
Bye.
Professor Chow.
I just got here.
Professor Hokit.
Yeah, adios.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies and the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Tavola Lucio, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.